Hello, this is the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Every day I bring you news headlines from Sri Lanka. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sri Lankan News Podcast. Today is Monday, 14th of June, 2021. Starting off with the headlines of several leading newspapers, Daily FT headline says that under fire, President justifies the fuel hike. Meanwhile, the Island headline says that Udaya slams SLPP General Secretary for demanding his resignation over fuel Ranil Wickremasinghe yesterday. It was the government's duty to retain the European Union's GSP plus trade concession. He has warned that failure may put the $5 billion apparel industry at risk and compound the ongoing economic crisis. Urging the government to not only play politics with the matter, Wickremasinghe stated that if we are to protect the apparel industry, we have to take measures to ensure that the GSP plus concessions are retained. He pointed out that it is the government's duty to retain the GSP plus, not throw it away. If the government does that, he noted that there will be a collapse of our economy. Daily Mirror reports that SJB MP Harsha De Silva has said that the government does not have to worry about losing GSP plus if it upholds civil, political, human rights of the people. Meanwhile, the Daily FT also reports that the main opposition, Samaghi Janabalavege, has said that it is ready to support the government to reform the controversial Prevention of Terrorism Act, also known as the PTA, and thereby save the generalized scheme of preferences plus, meaning GSP plus concessions from the European Union. SJB MP Aran Wickremaratne said that they have decided, after seeing the Sri Lankan Law Commission's draft on protecting national security, which is concise and effective, that it could be a starting point for reforms. And in Parliament, SJB will support the government in taking this discourse forward. He added that the SJB was of the firm view that a robust and effective national security framework can be developed without compromising human rights and democracy. The Daily Mirror reports that State Minister of Money, Capital Markets and Public Enterprise Reform, Ajit Nimad Kabral, has said that the government is working out strategies to position itself to export Sri Lankan products in a competitive business environment, rather than depending on trade concessions such as GSP+. The Daily Mirror also reports that the National People's Power said they were going to the Supreme Court against the moves to import 227 Prado Jeeps for MPs. Former JVP Western Provincial Councillor, Attorney at Law, Sunil Vatagala told a news conference that the letters of credit have been opened without cabinet approval and that it was illegal. He said the cabinet paper regarding the import of vehicles had been presented only on May 18th and added that the LCs have been opened, claiming that it was illegal on April 22nd. Mr. Vatagala said that NPP was filing a case at the Supreme Court next week, seeking an order to cancel the vehicle import. The Daily FT also reports that Bahrain has effective yesterday temporarily suspended the issuance of new work permits to Sri Lankans and nationals of other red list classified countries due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There are over 10,000 Sri Lankan workers working in Bahrain. The decision was made by Bahrain's Labour Market Regulatory Authority based on the directive issued by its National Task Force for Combating COVID. Other countries in Bahrain's red list are India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Nepal. Daily FT also reports that the chairman and members of the Office on Missing Persons are to receive a salary hike, the motion for which comprising a revision of salaries and allowances accorded to the seven members of the OMP is to be presented to Parliament by Justice Minister Ali Sabri shortly. Accordingly, the monthly allowance presently paid to the OMP chairman will be increased to 135,000 rupees from 100,000 rupees, in addition to a monthly fuel allowance of 50,000 rupees and a telephone allowance. Daily FT reports that according to industry analysts, the call for an LP gas price hike that was made a few months ago has become inevitable following the upward revision in fuel prices on Saturday. The two LPG companies, Litro and Lafs, had earlier filed a price revision with the Consumer Affairs Authority. However, the Consumer Affairs Authority had deferred a decision as well as sought alternative suggestions. It reports that the new price requested varies between the two companies, but both are above the 500 rupees per 12.5 kg cylinder. The Ceylon Today reports that All Ceylon Bakery Owners Association has also stated that the prices of bakery products might increase due to the fuel price hike. In other news, Daily Mirror reports that State Minister of Production, Supply and Regulation of Pharmaceuticals, Professor Channa Jayasamana, has told them that Sri Lanka will receive 300,000 doses of Pfizer vaccines next month as a commercial purchase, and logistical arrangements are currently in progress for vaccination of people with it. Daily News reports that the United States has donated critically needed emergency supplies to Sri Lanka in the battle against the COVID-19 surge. U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires and Health Ministry Secretary yesterday commemorated the donation of these emergency supplies, including pulse oximeters, protective goggles, examination gloves, and KN95 masks, all of it donated by the American people at the request of the government of Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, the Ceylon Today reports that marking the International Day Against Child Labour on the 12th of June, the National Child Protection Authority has raised the age of employment for children from 14 to 16 years. NCPA Chairman Professor Mudita Vidhanapathirana has stated that the legal process of increasing the age limit was based on the Education Act of 2016, which extended the age of compulsory education to 16 years under the Ministry's education regulations. That's all the news we have for the Sri Lankan News podcast today. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Sri Lankan News podcast. If you would like to stay updated about the daily news, politics, and international relations of Sri Lanka, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.